This boy is doing more than just playing a video game. He has entered another world, a world of danger, intrigue, and magic.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Leave Luck Chess Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine, and...
Vanilla Assassin.
What's new, Vanilla Bean?
Not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's why you're here every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Come on, we talk about video games, internet, and nerding.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn it off just in case. I don't know what it's doing. Okay. Yeah, there's some more...
That made you stronger.
Someone hasn't been on for a while or something. I don't know if there's dead air or not, but... All right, and who do we have over here?
The Sandman.
I think... Did we do the intro right? I don't think so. Oh, well. All right, what day is it today? What's the date? Anyone know?
Yes. 16th.
The 16th?
16th.
Oh, great. Thanks. Okay, so just want to read this about November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Westdale, just down the street. Sultans of String, Walking Through Fire. Special film brings the magic of collaboration to the screen with award-winning First Nations, Métis, and Inuit artists from across Turtle Island, joined by Billboard charting... six-time CFMA winners, Sultans of String. The film will be followed by a Q&A panel with artists from the film, Shannon Thunderbird, and Sultans of String producer Chris McCool. Buy your tickets on the Westdale's website. All right.
Turtle Island.
Yeah, and now here we are. We're ready to do our show. We are going to determine once and for all time what is the best bread.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. I'll just do a little recap here.
A little recap.
All right, what happened? Bagel beat cornbread. I remember that. And Hawaiian rolls got beat by Nan.
Who did?
Hawaiian rolls.
Mm.
Yeah, pita beat ciabatta, and rye beat English muffin. And then pretzel lost to bagel. I already said that one. Baguette beat pita, and rye beat English muffin. Oh, I said that already. Okay. Well, because there's some buys in the first round. That's why it's so confusing. Okay, so then white bread beat sourdough, and sourdough took out breadstick. Focaccia beat egg bread. Tortillas beat brioche, and then they beat crumpets. And then pumpernickel beat whole wheat. So now we're in the third round. All right. So, what do we got? We got bagel versus naan. Bagel versus naan bread.
Bagel.
What is it going to be?
Bagel.
One vote for bagel.
Beagle.
Sandman, what are your thoughts on naan or naan versus bagel?
Or
bagel?
I am going to go with bagel.
Bagel. You know what? It's going to be a clean sweep.
Yes, sir.
For bagel. I am also voting bagel.
Yes, sir.
Bagels are delicious.
You can turn bagel into a naan, but you can't turn a naan into a bagel.
True. True. That's exactly the reason that I voted for it. Mm-hmm. You're right. All right. Now, here's a big one, though. Baguette versus rye. Two titans of the bread world.
Rye.
Over baguette?
Rye.
Wow.
Rye.
I don't know.
Rye.
I don't know.
Nothing beats a nice toasted rye.
Yeah, I know, but a nice sandwich on a baguette. Mm. There's one sandwich that the French make. I can't remember. It's like jambon de beurre or something. It's just ham and butter.
Ham and butter.
Yeah. And then you wrap it in plastic wrap, and then you squish it and put it in the fridge, mm-hmm. and you kind of press it. If you press it, and then you...
just turns into a diamond.
That's all there is to it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little ham diamond.
Wow.
Well, same man. Do you want me to vote, same man?
Sure.
I'm going baguette, so you're the decider. Is it going to be baguette or rye? That's going to go up against
bagel. Is rye any type of rye? Like white rye, dark rye.
Marble rye.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just rye bread. So it's made of rye. That's the key. It's made of rye.
Man, they're both awesome though, because I love the baguettes. I love
every bread on every bread on this list is awesome.
Okay, that's guys, true. I'm doing baguette.
Oh,
I'm doing baguette.
Wow. Rye falls out. You guys, are
I
love nuts.
It. Well, I think it's the right call.
Wow.
See, for me, I like rye, but at different levels. Like a white rye is nice for me.
There's a spectrum of rye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I do like it, but there's the ones I don't like very much.
Oh, I got you. On the rye?
So that way, the baguettes are awesome. You can have all these different types of baguettes.
All right. Well, now we got, this is a weird one, pumpernickel versus tortillas.
Pumpernickel pickle, for sure, all the way. Pumpernickel's going to take the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm with Assassin, all the way to the bank.
Are you kidding me?
Pump is going to pumpernickel all the way to the bank.
I went tortillas. It's not even close for
Pump
me.
Is going to put the belt around its waist.
Big Papa pumpernickel. Yes. Big Papa pumpernickel.
Big Papa pumpernickel.
You got the old... Yes.
Oh, I was like, where's sourdough? But yeah, white bread beat it. That makes sense, though. White bread is white bread, yeah. Okay.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, it is. And so now it's up against focaccia. I think this is going to be a squash match.
Who is?
White bread or focaccia?
Oh, white bread.
Yeah, I got to go white bread.
I do like focaccia, but I think white bread, I think will
How
take it.
How can you go wrong with white bread?
It's a sweep for white bread.
It's a sweep.
Yeah.
It's a sweep.
Yeah, well-deserved sweep.
All right. Now we got... bagel.
And what's this for? It's for the greatest bread of all time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Indeed. Oh, wow, indeed.
Mm.
The gravity of this just hits him, man.
The immensity. The immensity.
Yes.
The
humanity.
The great Elon Musk is bringing rocket boosters back from space, landing it properly.
Yeah.
We're talking about the greatest bread loaf.
No, but this
We're
is
landing the greatest
this
loaf.
This is important, though.
Yes.
All right, we got bagel. Versus baguette.
Bagel versus baguette?
Yeah, so east versus west. What's going to be? You want the bagel or you want the baguette?
Wait, didn't we just do a baguette?
Yeah, just beat rye.
Oh, right. Okay.
It beat rye. Yeah, that's great. So baguette or bagel. Like, these are two, you know, these are breads that rely on their shape.
Yeah.
They need their shape.
One is a circle, one is a hole.
Yeah, one or a zero. Yeah, one or zero. What do you like in the number 10? You like the one or you like the zero? You like the baguette or you like the bagel? That's true. boy, this was actually, okay, wait, I started thinking about it. I thought I knew the answer, but you know
I
what?
I did too. I thought
this
I
is actually
too.
Really tough.
Yeah.
Because I love a bagel.
This is a tough one. This is the hardest one so far.
Yeah, it is. I love a bagel.
But what I'm thinking is...
But I love a baguette.
Bagel would be more similar to other breads than a baguette would. So if I get rid of bagel, I could still kind of get a bagel out of another type of bread, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
I'm doing baguette.
I could have like a full
I'm doing a baguette, boys.
A baguette.
I want to put it in before because I didn't want to be the one that decides it.
I'm leaning
that
way, too. Yeah. Baguette. I'm going.
Guys.
I'm going with it. Baguette.
Baguette sweeps it.
You know what? I mean, bagels are awesome, but...
Okay, so that's the winner of that side.
That actually hurt my heart.
Yeah. It did. Okay. It was.
Now, on the other side, we got white bread versus pumpernickel.
What? You can't do that now.
I'm sorry. That's where, like, it is. That's where it got to.
That's like Hogan and Macho Man early on in the tournament. You can't
We're almost at the done. This is who's going to go up against baguette.
Oh, we're at the end?
Yeah. This is right there.
I'm going to do white bread.
I'm also doing white bread.
So good.
I know. But it is.
When you open up your bread box, what do you have in there? A load of pumpernickel loaves or a load of white loaves?
Yeah.
I'm going white.
Okay.
You know what it is?
This thing hurt my heart.
I know.
This is devastating. I was all for Big Pop pumpernickel. Yeah,
it was devastating.
The thing is that I think pumpernickel is like a treat. You don't have it often, but when you do, it's really good. And you forget how good it is.
You'll like to know that on the summary of last week's show on the website on CFMU.ca, where you can listen to these old shows, I captioned it, "Bread is polarizing, the Sandman." That was your quote.
Yes.
So I put that as that's what it says underneath the episode. Bread is polarizing.
It is polarizing. It's polarizing. Oh, yeah. Polarizing.
The great Sandman.
The great Sandman.
The polarizing. It is very polarizing.
All right, here we go. This is it. This is for all the marbles. This is the last match.
Who is
this? This is everything. It's baguette versus white bread.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's baguette versus white bread.
I got to go white. If I went with white over pumpernickel, then yeah. White bread is more... It's more popular in my household.
Who? It's like you said last time. Like, who doesn't have a white loaf?
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
bought one. You bought two.
I've got two in my car.
You bought two in the. You just bought two on the way.
Yeah, that's true.
But baguette has a nice bite to it.
It really
it has
does. It really tooth. Does.
You know what I mean?
The thing is, both of them have the variety too. So you have different varieties of white, different varieties of baguettes.
If I was throwing a party, I'd use a baguette. One. I wouldn't use the white bread.
True. True. Totally but true.
For everyday use.
Yeah.
It's white for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to sway you. I'm just saying. With my scientific Von Kaiser,
Von Kaiser, what do you say? Go for it.
You want me to go for it?
I have an idea, but
I really, it's like, it's what Assassin said. Every bread on here deserves to be in this tournament.
I agree with
and
you, man.
They're all
wholeheartedly.
I wouldn't turn my nose up at any one of these.
No, me neither.
But
if any so of these popped up in this, my bread box,
which
I'd
one
be
hurt
over
you?
It.
Which one hurt you? Pumpernickel and white.
Pumpernickel and white.
This one's hurting me, but I guess I got to go white.
It's a very.
I just
solid
bought a rustical white loaf and it's delicious. It's amazing.
I can't wait to chew in.
Well, at this point, my vote is moot, but I think just because baguette deserves a vote, I'm going to give it because it is.
It does.
The
it
only really white does. Bread I don't I, like yeah, is Wonder cool. Bread.
Well, white deserves a clean sweep, no?
That's true, too.
What about that?
Too.
You can't just...
That's true, too.
You can't just feel give a pity vote.
You know what? I remember eating a baguette in Europe when I was probably about 10 years old. And they had that European, they know that thick butter.
Yeah.
And I remember eating and it was so good.
And
I still have
a bottle of wine?
Hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. It was good. Yeah. Well-deserved white bread.
All right. Well, white bread wins it.
Well-deserved.
And I knew that that wouldn't take long, so this is a two-parter, because guess what? The National Toy Hall of Fame inducted their...
It's done. Oh, I didn't know.
See how none of us cheered for the winner of the bread? Because it's a solemn occasion. Like,
it was solemn. I feel bad.
It is.
All right.
We just lost a good friend.
All right, so we got the winners. You know them? Do they are?
No.
Do you?
No.
I didn't even hear it. This is great. I'm happy I didn't hear it.
I haven't looked at it since the show.
Well, look what I have. I have found our things. Right?
I love it.
You found our things,
Can I look at it? I found our things, I mean.
All right.
And we can go through and I can let you
know. Let's just say what we all would have said. Okay, let's all go. All three of us go over what we said no.
We'll go back over, yeah. So, like, we'll start. Apples to apples. I said no.
I said no.
And what did you say?
I said no.
And you said no.
So that was clear.
So, yeah, apples to apples, little board game, family board game. And yeah, we were all right. We were all correct. It did not get in. So I'm just going to write that here. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, balloons.
Yes.
What was your vote on balloons?
An emphatic yes.
Me too.
Would you balloons like a balloon?
What was your vote?
Yes.
Here's a nice
my
one.
My vote was also yes. We were all wrong.
Really?
Yeah, no balloons got in. They hated balloons, apparently. Wow. All right, you know what? I am gonna make a little chart here to see who had the most right.
99 red balloons.
Okay.
So both of them we all have one right.
We got one. We all got one.
We got one right.
I'm gonna win.
We all have one.
We all got one. Okay. Right. Okay. Choose your own adventure books.
No way.
You said no?
Yeah.
I said no.
I said no.
And we all got a point for that.
Yes.
Because they did not get in.
Brilliant.
Okay. Hess toy trucks. I said nope.
Not at all.
No.
We all get a point
excellent.
For that.
Hess now we're
trucks
talking.
Did not make it in. Nope. My little pony.
My little pony.
What did you say about my little pony, Sam?
This is what I said, and I have it written down here as well. A little aside.
Put commentary.
So I said no, but I my prognostication next year, yes.
Okay.
No, so this year, no. Next year, yes.
Write that down.
And I did write it down. Did. I said yes.
I said no.
And what did you say?
Everybody knows I'm a brony. I said yes.
So, Assassin and Von Kaiser get a point. They're in.
Oh boy.
It has to be.
Gentlemen, it did.
Dead gentlemen, I feel
my
so.
Little pony. It's not it doesn't have to wait till next year, Sam.
No, it's done.
You grump.
It's there
you
now.
You Grinch. Trying to keep My Little Pony out for another year.
Oh, I still remember it's that purple pony.
Unbelievable.
Remember the purple pony?
I do.
Yeah. It's a jabroni.
Is it a Twilight Sparkle? I don't know. All right. Phase 10. No. This popular card game by Ken Johnson. It's a rummy style game. It's one of the best selling card games in the world, second only to Uno, if you can believe it. I don't believe it.
Remember Sandy Johnson?
Yes, I do. I was just thinking about her the other day.
From Dr. Disc.
Yes, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, we still remember.
Yeah, I had a huge crush on you. Okay. Sandman, what did you say?
No.
I said no.
I said no.
We all lost, got in.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Phase 10 got in?
Sandman's mad. Got in.
Wow.
You know, it sounds like what the Area 51 kind of thing.
I don't know, gentlemen. What can I tell you?
Phase 10? Are you kidding me? And Balloon didn't make it in?
I know.
They know their toys better than we do.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Pokemon trading card game.
No.
I said no.
This is the one I said yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-oh.
So, Assassin and me got a point.
Are you kidding me?
Wrong. It did not.
Dang.
It did not get in. Not get in, gentlemen.
Phase 10 did.
Remote controlled RC vehicles. What did you say, Sandman?
Yes, sir.
I said yes.
Yes.
We all failed on that one. Nope.
Dang.
Did not. No one liked.
That's more of a toy than Phase 10.
Well, it,
I don't understand Phase 10.
Come on.
I don't understand Phase 10.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but that's how it went. All right, Sequence. Sequence is another game. It just uses a standard 52-card deck of games. That's kind of lame, actually.
So it's like Fish.
It. Yeah, but it uses a standard game. It's a big thing. Go, I don't know. I don't like that. All right, Sequence. Well, I said no.
No.
Not enough.
We all got that right. Because it did not make it in. Nope. Stick Horse or Hobby Horse.
Well, of course.
This bit... of horse.
Of course.
This better get in.
Did you say yeah?
Stick Horse better get
in. Did you say yes?
I said yes.
I said yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's got to be.
We're all wrong.
Are you kidding?
It did not get in.
How can Stick Horse not get in?
Listen, I don't know.
They even have those tournaments with the Stick Horse tournaments.
To me, it's unbelievable.
Who are these chumps?
I know.
You know what? These people, the judges... They all had poor childhoods.
I agree.
They were deprived.
True. Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're just getting back at the whole system.
Yeah, none of them had
They're getting horses. Back at the whole system.
That's it, man.
That was their whole plan.
They're throwing an all their lives they're thinking about we're going to get in there. Once we're the judges, we're going to throw a wrench in that
trampoline.
Remember when we were kids running up and down the street with our stick horses?
Yeah, I know. That voice. Mine was named Trigger. What did you say?
Trampoline, yes. Trampoline, yes.
What did this mean? I put no, and then in brackets I said yes. I think that meant that I didn't want it to get in, but I thought it might.
Yes, so that's vote? What that would be.
So what is it? Right.
Well, what's your vote?
What's your vote?
Yeah, I know, right? Look at it. Look, what do you think my vote is? That's not fair.
It's no.
That's not fair. You have to pick one.
Then. I got to pick yes, because it looks like I put that second. So
No, you're right. You said no, but you think it'll get in. Your first
if
one
I
is...
I think it'll get in, then that's my vote, because that's what we were voting on.
The first one is always the winner. No, if you always think about what the first thing you write down is always what you want. Guys, but no, it doesn't matter. I'm okay either way.
All right.
Well, I'm okay either way.
Did you say yes?
Owner of a Lonely Heart, I put yes.
And what'd you put?
I did yes.
Oh, I think that's what happened. Then I changed my mind because you guys
yes. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
You guys were convincing.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about it and then you switched.
Yeah, and it's nope. It didn't get in.
Oh, okay.
All right, Transformers.
Yes.
I said yes.
I love Transformers.
Did you say yes?
Oh, yeah.
We all got a point.
Nice.
Only three made it in.
That is what. That's the only one I agree with.
Made it in.
That's the only one I agree with.
Guys, Transformers, My Little Pony, and Phase 10. Is that. Who would have predicted
okay,
that?
Okay, you know what?
Who would have predicted
You know what? That? My Little Pony, okay, yeah. I okay, that's good.
Guys, balloons should have beat Phase 10.
Okay, you look at this. Look at all the balloons you have.
Balloons.
You have the sparkly balloons.
How many balloons?
You have helium balloons.
How many balloons have I played?
You have balloons with like birthday balloons and Christmas balloons.
I don't have any stories about Phase 10.
This is all I have to say. Guys, if we would have just told those judges this thing, they would have changed their minds. Ready? One of the most powerful experiences in life is when you first see a balloon with helium in it taking off and flying away into the distance.
I know.
Just think of that.
I know. There's songs about balloons.
The balloons.
Georgie and her little balloon, whatever.
Hey there.
You know, what's that song?
The spy balloon.
Hey there, blimpy boy. Flying around in your little balloon.
The spy balloons?
Spy balloons.
Spy balloons.
Chinese spy balloons.
The Zeppelin balloons.
There's Zeppelin balloons.
Yeah.
There's lots of balloons.
Hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons.
Water balloons.
Water balloon. Oh, who hasn't had a nice water balloon fight?
I think they even mentioned that in here. Eating a balloon filled with flour.
And then,
oh, people fill their balloons with flour. Some people. Yeah, nothing like a water balloon to make a
good drink. And then the great reveal, the blue or pink.
Yeah. Blue or pink. It didn't make it though, Sam.
I know, but this is the reasons like it should have. And what's the last? The balloon that I was thinking of was...
Hot air balloon?
We said our hot air balloon. Balloon?
What about blowing up a balloon and then just letting it go?
Yeah,
and then it makes that farting noise.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Or just, you hold it and you go...
Yeah.
My dad used to do it all the time.
And then half the helium in it. Yeah. So it can be used as a means of changing your voice. But the other one that's good is...
you want to prank somebody, crank call somebody.
How about with a balloon when you rub it on your hair and then you put it on the wall instead?
Yeah, the static.
How can
anyway, all good reasons. All good reasons why I should have.
You could hide balloons underneath the teacher's cushion when he or she sits down.
Yes. Whoopee cushion balloon. Yeah.
Well, there's no winner because... We tied seven, but there's a clear loser. So
big time. Look at that. Not even one. Two.
Remember that festival game where they had balloons on the wall and you had to throw a dart and there's a prize?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I missed that thing.
But how, you know what? I did that before with a dart. And they had the darts were dull.
Yeah.
Because they bounced off a few times. It's like, I hit it directly, it would bounce off, and it didn't pop.
Do you remember doing that little magic trick? Because you read about it in a book, and then you put a little piece of tape on a balloon, and then you get a pin.
Yeah, and it doesn't pop.
You show your friend, it doesn't pop.
Yeah. And pull it back out.
Pull it out, and they're like, what?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because the tape.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I think we're all disappointed. But only three inductees, too.
Balloon animals.
Yeah. Balloon animals, yes, the clowns.
Clowns are carrying around balloons. They're not
clowns love balloons. That's how we love balloons, because we're clowns.
I think we're all disappointed, though. But I have noticed, like, with only three inductees, I feel like they realize that they're putting too many in, and they're running out of toys. So
yeah, I'd rather
now, just put
a few. Yeah. But also, guys,
now balloons will be in next year again.
But guys, I'm sure. It was also a very weak lineup. This was a very weak lineup.
Yeah.
When you have, like,
strong year, right,
when you have Phase 10, Sequence...
Remote control cars could have made it.
That was good, but choose your own adventure game books. Like, these are weak.
It was weak.
I would just put all one weak. In there every
apples
year.
Apples to apples. Just very one. Weak.
I agree.
Yeah, just one winner. That's it.
Yeah.
All weak, boys. You know what else was weak, guys?
What?
Did you guys watch the Tyson and...
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, man.
No. We should talk about it.
No, the only thing I
want to say is... What a waste.
Though, you can't bother this up inside.
Tyson should have stayed out and just people remembered him the way... He looked like an old, beat-up...
Did you see... No, not at this point. Did you see when Paul stepped on his toe and that slap right away?
Oh, yeah.
It happened so fast.
The slap gave me hope.
Yeah.
But then Jake Paul and him hugged at the end and said, you know what, he said, Mike, that was a great slap.
That was a great slap.
He was. They but the whole thing, I think it was staged because, I mean, there's no way they weren't punching each other very much. And then you could see Tyson came out strong. In the first two rounds, he won. The other ones, he was just, you could see he's huffing and puffing, and Jake kind of just kind of held off.
So who could beat this machine then?
You
know now that he's a machine.
Come on.
He's beating all comers.
Come on.
Who's going to beat him?
Nobody can beat him.
These are all like weak. He has all weak opponents.
Come on.
You can't say every match he had wicked. They're good.
No,
fighters.
Diaz was good.
These guys are good boxers.
Diaz was good.
I don't care. He's not a real boxer.
You know who had the best match last night, the boxing match, were the two women.
He's undefeated.
I heard.
The two women were awesome. They were killing each other just... But Taylor headbutted Amanda like four or five times.
I didn't see it.
It was
Well, I was excited to see it, and then I tried to log in, and then it crashed.
Oh no!
And then it crashed again.
Yeah.
And then it was buffering all night. And then when I woke up this morning to see who won, I went to News Aggregator, and the headline was Netflix. Pulls a major boner, like Netflix down for millions.
No.
I can't believe you guys saw it.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw it.
And you saw it.
Yeah, but it buffered about four times. We had to restart it.
Unwatchable. they said 120 million people tried to watch it, and it crashed their servers.
See, that's the one thing I think Netflix should do, is make sure that they can, they should, it works. It was a huge mistake. It even buffered in like the third round of the fight, too.
Well, I couldn't even watch it. So there you go.
You know, you didn't miss much. You know, just to say you watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's I couldn't watch. I couldn't bring myself to watching Tyson lose. I couldn't do it.
Shut up.
I knew he was going to lose.
No, he didn't. Oh, he was like 52. No, he's 52 at 6, and that became...
He's 58.
Oh, 58.
Yeah, I had that sick feeling that he's going to lose, and I didn't want to
see that. No, I don't want
to. Oh, but Lennox Lewis was there. Holyfield was there.
Who's going to beat the guy? Schwarzenegger? Is he gonna challenge Schwarzenegger next?
He stinks. He's not real. He's just a YouTuber. Get him out of here.
He's beating all comers. No. No, this guy's a boxer. Stop. I believe this guy's... He hasn't lost yet.
I hate it.
He's so muscular. He's got muscles on him.
That's the only part I got to see was the intro. And they're showing, like, the countdown.
The car coming in.
Jake with the headband with the chains and the weights. And
yeah. Like, His million dollar trunks. He had million dollar trunks. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he had diamonds on it, embedded in it and stuff.
And Logan's a good wrestler.
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
Logan was there on just kind of along the side, you know, he was there as well.
But when he's fighting in WWE, he's actually doing moves. Like, he's doing crazy stuff.
Actually, you know what? He is a good wrestler. He is a good wrestler. He actually
injures himself. I
was kind of upset when he came in.
He's doing stuff that other wrestlers are scared to do. They're holding back on.
He is. I give him that much, because when I heard that he's coming into WWE, I was like, oh, are you kidding me? But he's actually pretty good. I have seen the matches.
So why is Rogan always crying about Tyson being this rabid animal and this and that? And then he gets killed.
It's because, he is 60. That's the thing. I think people just want it to be the way it was so bad. I really was hoping there'd be one last thing.
So who do you guys think could beat him then?
Anyone could beat him. Like who? Who's the heavyweight champ?
They've said that so far, and everybody's lost to him.
No, who is the heavyweight champ right now? I don't know.
But they wouldn't, no matter what, because I think they got, $40 million for that?
Yeah, I know.
I think the two women in the first match, I think it was Nunez and Ramos. Those guys were awesome. Great fights.
Mm.
Those guys deserved more of the cash. The ending was kind of weak.
Alexander Usyk. Yeah, that's the current heavyweight champ.
I thought it was Soto Popinski.
Yes.
Oh, he's Ukrainian. He's 30. Yeah, no. Look, he can't. Jake Paul can't beat this. Come on. Nah, look at him.
He
looks like iron. Yeah, I know this guy.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah, he's solid. Yep. He's solid. Look at this. Look at his arms.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, he's solid. No one's gonna. Yeah. I'd love to see Jake Paul try that. He's full of baloney. He's just a goof.
Look at him, look at him, look at him. Oh, Lex. Show us what you got.
I can't stand it. Oh, well. I don't know, boys. Well, we got 1 minute left. I was going to tell you about... So I can only remember something that happened to me this week, but it's too late now.
Oh, no.
But,
good or bad?
There's no time.
We wrapped up the bread.
The bread?
And the National Toy Hall of Fame.
So that's good.
Two for one. And I was disappointed in a way that only three made it. And it made it tough. But phase 10.
I lost two. I lost twice. I lost to you guys.
Dang, I don't know.
In my predictions.
And Baguette, we're all... That's the thing. This show's ending on a down note, because everyone's sad about Bagel and Baguette. Yeah. Rye, Pumpernickel, all the legends.
They are.
They got crushed. And I don't know. Something about... what was I going to talk about? John Ritter? I don't think so. All right, but we will be back next Saturday at 7 live, and you can check out our old episodes at cfmu.ca. So from me, Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine, and...
Big Papa Pumpernickel.
Big Papa Pumpernickel. And rounding out number 3...
The Great.
The Sandman.
The Sandman.
The Great Sandman.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Explaining things.
with their eyes. In my head, they're saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We won't harm you.